Welcome to Life's a Story, where real life meets the mic. I'm your host, Greg, and I'm joined by some amazing individuals for some candid conversations about the moments in life that shape us.
This is Andy. Whether it's navigating relationships, sharing personal triumphs, or dissecting the latest news, we're here to explore it all. Get ready for genuine, thought-provoking discussions.
Hey, it's Stephanie. We believe every story deserves a spotlight, and we're not holding anything back. So grab your favorite drink, settle in, and join us as we peel back the layers of real-life experiences, one conversation at a time.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dina. Let's dive into authentic, unfiltered stories that make life interesting.
I'm excited about what we have in store for you today, so let's go ahead and kick things off and get started. Well, welcome back to Life's a Story podcast, and where real life
meets the mic.
I'm your host, Craig Steike, along with my wife, Dina, Andy, and Stephanie.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
And this is our second time around recording this, and first time around, we had to cut it off quick.
Had some technical difficulties,
but nobody knows that unless we say it.
There you go. Give it away.
Giving away all of our secrets.
Hey, but we are, like I said, we are the second night in a row recording our podcast because we have nothing else to do.
Well, I think last time you said because we just love it so much.
We do love it.
Said, or because we don't have a life.
We do love it, though.
We do. Yeah. It's fun.
It is fun. That's what Andy and I were saying. Was it today?
It was this morning.
Yeah.
Got
I just felt like, it's like, hey, let's gather around the table and
eat, sleep, podcast. There you
that
go.
That is our life.
Steph and I are kid free, and
we
what do
knock
we
it out
do?
Tonight. That's right.
We've been kid free for
hanging out in your basement.
That sounds a little weird.
Yeah. Let's go to Uncle Greg and Andy's basement. You know, what else can we do?
I came for the chicken wings.
Yes. I made chicken wings tonight. And all of our kids like my chicken. Chicken fingers and chicken wings.
We call it Dad's chicken.
Yep.
They just don't like your spaghetti and eggs.
I never made spaghetti and eggs. I don't think I have made them. I've eaten them.
Eaten them.
Eaten.
Spell it.
Yep.
Use it in a sentence.
I had them on the plate. But you've made them, honey, when the kids were kids.
Yeah. I don't make them now because nobody likes them.
Greg was in charge of hamburger helper, right? If
yes.
I remember.
Yes.
Yeah. I was in charge of putting it in the trash.
Yeah.
Right in the garbage.
Right in the garbage.
So what'd you guys do today? That was interesting. Because we did nothing, pretty much.
Nothing. I mean, we woke up bright and early this morning. Andy made me steak and eggs for breakfast.
Steak and eggs.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Really?
It was really good. Really good.
With some fajita.
Start the day off with some steak and eggs and a cup of coffee.
Chopped up some peppers. Or I didn't. The package did. Someone else did for me. Thank you.
And we had bacon and eggs.
My wife made
we
bacon.
We like brunch.
Nice.
Bagel.
When you got to sleep in, it's more of a brunch.
Yeah, well, and neither one of us are. Are you guys breakfast people? Because we are not.
Not huge.
No.
Like during the week, especially, I'm not a big breakfast person.
Yeah.
But
our favorite breakfast meals, I think, in the morning we make is an everything bagel with an egg and ham on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
But I don't usually eat until 10:30, 11 o'clock before I get hungry.
Yeah.
So I don't eat breakfast. And I don't think you do either. We just drink our coffee.
As long as I have my coffee.
Yeah. That's
good.
All I need.
Yeah. And there's a lot of times I don't eat lunch. Wait till supper. And then we eat supper about 4:30 or 5.
Unless it's gummy whales.
It's like from, we start supper 4:30 or 5 and all the way up to about 10:30 in the evening.
Yeah.
So you're late.
I'm a continue eater from 4:30 to 5.
Tell you, the struggle's real when you're empty nesters, you know, and
it's one of those things like you almost just eat because you're bored. Probably.
To a degree.
Else to do.
Well,
and it's,
winter in
Ohio.
Yeah. Nothing else to do. Can't go outside. Not, you know, the grass doesn't need mowed.
We could do things.
Yeah.
We could if we really tried, but we don't.
But wintertime, your motivation is gone. Your motivation is just fizzled out.
Pickleball. We can go play pickleball.
We've talked about it.
Yeah, we did. We talked about it.
I was there last. Oh no, wait. One night this week at the gym, and I went up to the basketball hoop, or the gym area, and I saw the paddles, but I did not see a ball.
So maybe that's a sign.
Bring your own.
To bring your own.
A sign not to go.
Good try, Uncle Greg.
Oh, well, you know, I tried. That's a good. That'd be a good hobby to start.
Speaking of hobbies.
Speaking thereof. Kind of a
interesting topic of conversation that we were having earlier.
Is it golf season yet?
Not yet.
Close.
So, okay, so here's the question. And is having a hobby beneficial to a person?
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding. Yes.
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, because if you read anything, and, you know, I'm always bringing up dementia, but if you've read anything on dementia and things that you can do to help slow it down, or, you know, because I'm always concerned about that, about me getting dementia later in my life. And so one of the things is to, like, crochet or knit or something like that. Find a hobby, paint. Something where you're using, you know, not like just reading, but you're using your hands to do a project. So, yes, it is beneficial.
And I know I've talked about anxiety before, but I had a weird circumstance where my hobbies would bring me anxiety. I love to golf, but I was like, how do I get better? But I think that's with everybody.
Or it might get especially turned into more than a hobby.
Yeah.
Sometime. Like you get kind of obsessive about it.
Yes. Yeah. Or gardening for me, which I kind of want to get into when we were talking about it.
Which is interesting that you say that, like, you know, when a hobby does turn into an obsession or it consumes your life.
Yeah.
You it know. Can. It can. I think it can. Yeah.
But when you get so passionate about something, where do you stop?
Well, I guess when things come out of balance.
When there's 48 inches of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to have balance.
But, you know, when you have a hobby, it does. I mean, as far as your inside or your self-esteem, when you're good at something, you feel good about yourself.
Sure.
Yeah.
And you normally choose a hobby that, first of all, you choose a hobby that you think you can be good at or you're able to accomplish. Now, I'm not a, you know, crocheter. My wife is. There's no way. I don't have the patience. I don't have the, you know, the...
The nimble fingers.
The nimble fingers. But you like that. That is something. And it's satisfying to you. It when you're done, you're able to give them out as gifts, blankets, and it is something that you enjoy.
Yes.
And you put a lot of time into it.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, yeah, it doesn't obsess. I'm not obsessive over it. You know, I don't do it for hours and hours all day long. But yes, it is a hobby that I enjoy.
And you enjoy it because you've gotten good at it.
Yeah. Yes.
And that's what a hobby should be. I mean, you know, outside of golf.
but to answer your question, you asked.
Is having a hobby beneficial to you?
Yes. I'd say the answer is yes.
Oh, yeah, and I think it's important, too, from, like I said, anxiety. I was stressed about my hobbies. Mm-hmm. But now that, like, I felt like I got to the root of the problems, and which really has helped me find new hobbies. Like, now I love to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I really do. I'm excited every Sunday to make the grocery list. I never
Right, and I think having a hobby, I would think, help someone that has an anxiety that you could go and focus on and take your mind off that anxiety.
Well, that's true.
Do you think there's any disadvantages to having hobbies?
I think your time management would be.
Yeah, if it takes you away from your family too much.
Yeah, I would say I was guilty of that. I think Steph could attest to that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I would.
And we fall into that without really knowing we're falling into it.
No, because you're just thinking of yourself.
Yeah.
And I, like, for me, jokingly golf, or talked about golf, but I do love to golf. And all of a sudden, like, oh, I want to learn this shot. So then you go to the range for a couple hours, and you're like, it's no big deal. But then you go play golf Monday night, Tuesday night.
Right.
Thursday night, Saturday and Sunday, or some kind
it
of...
It consumes
like
you. It can consume you.
Yeah, so it's that, you know, balance.
It is. Now I find, like... Hobbies, it's Girl Scout season, and I was never big into Girl Scouts or a big supporter, sadly, because I was all selfish. But now it's fun and exciting to see, like Stephanie over here, or our girls are in Girl Scouts. Now I'm really enjoying the projects they're doing, or helping Stephanie with Girl Scouts. cookie booths or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've also last year took the time to Steph and I coached together. We coached our oldest daughter's team.
So it's something that you did as a couple.
Yeah. And actually it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I paid attention a lot more and it was just exciting to see our girl and her friends just, I mean, really have the time of their life just playing, joking around.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And teaching leadership and skills to watch them learn. Like, and I was learning at the same time. So it was a lot of fun to bring the family into a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I would think the benefits would outweigh the negative.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always something to...
On most.
And there's some hobbies that, I, of course, I like, but I don't get to do it often.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, you know, going out on the Gulf of Mexico fishing. I enjoy that.
Mm, oh, yeah.
And, you know, we do take advantage of it when we go there.
Yes.
Because we're always fishing. We're always out there. But if we lived there, honestly, it would probably consume me.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I would be out there too much.
And you enjoy, I would say, riding your motorcycle is a hobby. Would you not?
That's a good question.
I mean, I would say, and I let you do, I mean, I don't say I let you do that, but that's something like, you go and enjoy by yourself because I won't ride with you. And I'm fine with that.
But the only thing, like, I don't like to ride by myself just to ride. I ride to the office and, you know, to here and there. If I'm going to ride the bike, I want to have a destination instead of just riding around with no purpose, unless there's somebody with me or we're sightseeing or something like that.
Yeah, I think motorcycle is a hobby. I do. I feel like because it's not your everyday vehicle. It's like a boat. I almost put it in with a boat.
Like, okay, well, here's the definition of a hobby.
Ready.
Oh, boy.
An activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure.
Say that again.
An activity done regularly in one's leisure time for pleasure. So
yes.
I would say your motorcycle riding would fall underneath that.
It has some...
And there's no shame in that.
No.
It has benefits beyond, you know, just being a hobby.
Yeah.
It saves gas.
Yeah, but you like to, you know, work on
it
and
it.
Put things on it and take things off and
yeah,
all those
you make
things.
It your own. Like any hobby, you make it your own.
Yeah, and I think with any hobby, you become more focused. So, I mean, I'm sure with a motorcycle or a boat, we brought up, like, you become more focused.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you, I think, mentally.
Yeah, yes.
I think it does. And there's some hobbies that, you know, there would be no way. And I don't know why someone would like to rock climb.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. But we need to ask Steph if she has a hobby. We didn't find out.
Stephanie, what is your hobby? Stephanie has, like, a ski hat
Do
on.
Do I have one?
Well, I know one thing. You just brought rock climbing. Steph and I two years ago, we were at New River Gorge, I believe, right? And there was, I don't know how far down you had to go these, like, a ladder on a cliff, on a mountain, actually. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
I bet it was 100 feet at least. And it felt to me about as close as I'll ever go to rock climbing because we didn't have
a harness.
Did you
get scared?
A little bit, and it's more or less climbing up than climbing down. For me, it was scary. And you had to cross like this little tiny bridge. I mean, the width of maybe 3-4 feet, and to get from one ledge to the other edge, which was intimidating, but it felt really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, were these one of those trails where it had a sign on there that said, like, for experienced hikers?
I don't remember seeing a sign if there was one.
No,
I know some trails they do designate it or give a warning.
When
and
I think
they
about
may
it,
have because there was, I mean, on that same trail there was several places like several lookouts that were not child friendly that we took the children to.
Yeah, when I think back,
so I don't know.
We have pictures.
It might have been for experienced
hikers
only.
Pictures of them dangling off of a cliff.
We're just kidding.
It was. Yeah, it was definitely a little nerve-wracking.
And I don't actually, when I think about it, I don't even know if we were supposed to climb down that. Were we?
I mean, it was a ladder.
It was.
Secured
it was,
to a rock, so someone
I
climbed
felt like we
down
should.
It and back up it at some point in time. There you go.
It had
yeah,
its
but
own.
But some of these people, I mean, they're upside down almost, rock climbing, grabbing a hold of footholds
No.
and thousands of feet in the air.
No, but you got to be more focused mentally.
You better be. You can't be thinking about something else while you're doing that.
What am I doing tomorrow?
Steph?
What's my schedule?
What is it?
What's my hobby? I don't...
Your kids?
I think so at this point. Yeah. I don't know that I really have. I mean, I did buy a sewing machine.
That's
this
true.
Year.
Yes.
And I don't know if I would call that a hobby.
You know what?
Necessarily, though, because I can't wholeheartedly say that I enjoy it.
I think you would enjoy crocheting
product, but
I think you would enjoy crocheting.
Maybe.
Because it's something you can do
while you're watching TV or
driving after the kids go to bed or you're right, you know, guys are going somewhere.
Start off with a pot holder.
You don't have to drag out the machine and do all the things. It's just a hook and yarn. And
maybe one day I'll think about that.
Yeah, I might give you a tutorial.
And I think...
A tutorial.
I think also that kind of like some of your goals become your hobbies. Because Steph and I plan on visiting all these national parks. So I think a hobby of yours is hiking. And
I do like hiking and being outdoors and... I kind of forget about it in the winter a little bit.
Right.
It's just...
Shouldn't
but
a hobby,
I would consider that a hobby.
So like that hobby, that would be really a break from everything else, stress relief. I think a hobby should be stress less.
Yeah. It says like something
just
that you do
away from
for leisure or in your leisure time.
Yeah.
Because I love to hike and or backpacking, whatever you want to call it. But I love to reach a goal of a beautiful view. The hiking part can be stressful, but you feel good after it.
Right.
So, and I think that fits in because you got to buy certain equipment to do it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like that's a good hobby, you like, Steph.
Yeah.
And we have trips coming up.
Here's a thought that you guys can do. Since you like to hike. Now, many have tried. Some have not completed it. But... It doesn't take that long. Hike the Appalachian Trail.
Ooh.
it doesn't take that long. 5 to 7 months.
That's all right.
Challenge accepted.
I've been on.
Wouldn't
a
that
part
be something
that?
Though?
Why
to
don't
do?
We do that? We have nothing else to do.
Because
we're the
I
empty
think
nesters here.
They're like 30 years, 20 years younger
20 years
than us.
20 years younger,
younger
than
us.
20, just 20.
I would do it. I would go. Probably start it in the spring, like in March.
Yeah, it's
that way
in the snow or really cold, it's
right,
horrible.
Right,
yeah. I'm out then. I have a hard time.
You know, a box of matches, a tent, a thermos.
Now
that's all you would need.
Pretty well for 7 months. Yeah, live off the land.
Find
a berry.
I would die.
Pools.
Yeah, for
no,
sure.
Thank you.
I feel like
and beef jerky.
I could last maybe. I mean, 10 days might be pushing it.
Yeah.
Living off the land.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well,
I don't
they've
have a
got
clue.
They've got like checkpoints here and there.
Yeah. And
Sawyer, though, she could survive longer than I could. She watches
Outdoor Boys
on YouTube all the time. And she's always bringing stuff to us like, you'll never believe what they did on here.
I tell you, I love that show. He's very, informative and. He goes step by step, gives shout outs like to where these places are because some of them we're like, oh, that would be a lot of fun to go to.
Yeah.
And he always takes the time to like tell you where it's at and doesn't really give you a price on it, but just says like it's very affordable and like really look into it. And he'll go through all the activities you can do at these certain places.
Really?
Yeah. What was that show? What was that called again?
Outdoor Boys.
Outdoor Boys on YouTube.
Yeah.
Highly recommend it actually. Yeah.
Now, Sawyer.
For kids.
Yeah, and adults, too.
Yeah.
I mean, adults can
watch it. They, I mean, on the show or whatever, I mean, they take, like, their entire family on trips, or they have 4 boys.
I don't know, but, like, they'll go over, like, he'll teach you how to make some camp meals. Like, I learned how to make bread over a fire.
Wow.
And, it's really interesting. All kinds of different recipes. I actually tried one because I watched him was... How did I make the steaks? What's that word called? It was...
I don't know.
Whatever it's
called.
Yeah. And I know there's a word out here, and it's a fancy word for restaurants, but I saw him do a prime rib, put it in a cooler with boiling hot water. I think it took him 24 hours, and it looked amazing. So I did it at the house with steaks, and made the steaks. I seasoned them, put all your whatever you want to put the season the steaks in a Ziploc bag. I zipped them up, one each in each Ziploc bag, stuck them in boiling water in my cooler for I think it took 4 or 5 hours to cook them, and they were really good. So yeah,
and were they gray? I mean, what did they
look? No, they just looked normal.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, they were really good. So I highly recommend simple little things like that.
Yeah, very cool.
It was.
And now,
well, cooking. There's a lot of people who like cooking as far as a hobby. Barbecuing, smoking.
Ooh, yes.
The meats outside. I think our nephew had started that out, and bought a big smoker. And it was doing well, but again, there's that time factor in any hobby that you've got to, that you want to...
Time and money.
Yeah. Every hobby takes, a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It doesn't matter how much.
Now I was going
to
bring
up... And you do have to prioritize if you're, that is one of those when you're reading downfalls of having hobbies is once you start neglecting your everyday life.
Right.
That's when a hobby can become dangerous.
Or your everyday expenses.
Yeah.
And I fall guilty of that. But I've also learned through this past year, to include my family in a hobby, which has changed. I used to love sports, watching sports all the time. I call that a hobby. And I think this year I watched one full Ohio State game. I didn't watch a single full game of a Cincinnati Bengals game, or I didn't even watch the Super Bowl. And I love football. But instead of doing that stuff, I spent more quality time with my family.
Right.
So sometimes, kind of like what Steph said, almost pull back from your normal hobbies.
Right.
Or kind of define new things with your family. We enjoyed hiking now. We take Sawyer. Even the winter, a couple weeks ago, we took the girls magnet fishing.
Right.
And even through our busy season right now, the next 5 weeks are just torture every weekend. It's very little family time.
Yeah.
But
our family time will be Girl Scout stuff.
With the family.
But
we're all there together. It's not overly exciting. Right.
So let me ask you this. Do you think that guys have hobbies more than the girls? Or the men of the family or the husband have more hobbies than the women?
I would say that men have more hobbies that take them away from their families
and that are more expensive.
Yes.
In general, I would say, unless a woman's hobby would be shopping or shoes or purses.
Is shopping a hobby?
I think some could say that my hobby is shopping or... But
if it's something, a leisure activity that you enjoy is really the definition of a hobby.
Because I'm not a shopper. I don't think, Steph, you're not a shopper either. No. So.
Is that where they come up with the name Hobby Lobby?
Ooh.
Well, yeah, because there's all kinds of crafts in there.
Yeah.
I think the guys can, in general, we have to ignore the dogs are in the room. The guys in general are more expensive in their hobbies. They can add up quick.
So my wife has a little white dog, and I have a big black dog, and they are now just...
Yeah, the little white dog's going crazy.
Got the zoomies.
She's got some mental issues.
They have their own
issues.
Hobby going on right now.
Yeah. But if you do hear those things in the background, like barking and running around.
Now, do you guys have a hobby that you're interested in starting or getting into? Mine.
Together?
You can be together, but I can go first. Why do you think about
does
it?
That, well, I think
does that mean we have to spend time together?
No, I would really like...
We're
going
to do some gardening this year.
Maybe a little bit of gardening. I still would like to try pickleball. I really would like to try it.
You know, I'm past the point of sweating.
It's good for you.
I know it's good for you, but one of those things is supposed to relieve stress, and that might... And, lower blood pressure and all these different things.
I just think
we'll give pickleball a try. Oversized ping pong, undersized tennis, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
We'll give it a shot.
Mine is, I think I want to, is kind of journaling. I don't know why. Mm. I feel like it'd be kind of fun to write down stuff and then seeing what, even in my journal, like writing things I want to get accomplished that day
right.
or week or month. But I want to kind of see if I can check some of those off.
Yeah, I have in my office a leather journal
mm-hmm.
that I've been writing in that when I'm at the office. And, you know, I date it just, you know, maybe a small paragraph, almost like, a diary in a sense. But guys don't have diaries. We have journals.
Dear diary.
dear Mr. Journal. And, you know, I went back and read some of the things from last year, over a year ago. And it takes me back to that very moment, those thoughts or that emotion or the incident that was there. I think, and then you take your journal, you can write your story, you can write your life.
What types of things do you write in your journal? Not, I mean, and you don't have to tell me.
Like
I know it's probably somewhat personal.
Sometimes it depends on the day. Like on a Monday, you know, I will, you know, write in there.
Today is Monday.
I will see you tomorrow. about the church, you know, it was good attendance or the spirit was good. Or you can tell when, you know, Satan's fighting and, you know, whatever the case may be. It's normally about the services from Sunday. And then...
just kind of where the church is at as a whole?
In a sense, or...
Or where you are at.
How I felt the church service went, or responses, or, you know, or something that came up that I had to deal with. But it's not like, you know, I go into great detail. Just something simple. Tuesday or Wednesday, just, you know, about the day before or what I read in the Bible. You know, I need to work on this again or, you know, need to follow this way. And so it just, you know, it's almost like when you write in your journal, you're counseling yourself sometimes.
Yeah.
And you it's almost like an accountability partner on page where you go back and, all right, I remember me saying that or I remember me writing it down and I didn't follow through.
Yeah.
To where you become your own accountability partner. So, I mean, it's a good thing to get into. I don't know if it'll relieve my stress. Sometimes when I write things down, it still
stresses you out a little bit. I think there's positive and negative to having a hobby. And, you know, I think like Greg said, anything like that, just have to keep it in check, keep a balance.
Yeah.
And, but I think there's probably more, you know, more positive things about it than negative.
I think so too. I think if you have a hobby that you can even interact with society or
makes you more social.
Right. It does.
Well, and two.
Unless it's snorkeling and you're by yourself.
No, but
right.
In our phase of life, I think it's good for couples to have something that they enjoy doing together besides watching TV.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think that's kind of important.
I think
we should brainstorm a new hobby for you guys right now.
I think so, too.
Hey, if you have a hobby that you'd like my wife and I to start.
Something that we don't have to leave the house.
Not necessarily.
Maybe there's some other empty nesters out there listening that say,
yeah,
we started doing this.
Yeah. And give us a comment or email us at lifesastory2024@gmail.com.
Steph, you got any hobbies you want us to get into together? Us two or a family?
Boy Scouts? Boy Scouts
is next.
Yep.
No, I mean, I think hiking as a hobby is a good one because it's something that we both enjoy. And honestly, our kids really seem to enjoy it, too. Yeah. They like to get outside.
Sure.
Sawyer especially loves the views and stuff just as much as anybody else.
Well, you can even add like bug collecting, butterflies, you know, or like along the way, or, you know, looking at the different plants or flowers.
Yeah. You know, some people collect like coffee mugs from different states and bumper stickers and stuff. Like, maybe we'll just start collecting butterflies.
Butterflies and bugs.
Yeah.
There you go.
Are you ready to do more fishing this year with Sawyer and Hadley?
No.
Oh.
Fishing is not my thing.
Sawyer and Hadley love fishing. No. So we'll have to get Steph a fishing pool, though, just to throw it out there and look at it.
You don't have to if you don't want.
I'm good.
We'll leave the taking off the fish for you then.
No. Even in our backyard, we have a pond in our backyard, and it's just not my thing.
Yeah.
So it never really has been. But I like that the girls have hobbies. I like that they have things that they enjoy doing, you know, specifically with Andy. And they have things that, like, I'm teaching them, or we have, you know, our hobbies that we can have kind of separately, like mom and dad time. But I don't know. I'm not going to start fishing anytime soon.
I don't blame you.
So I guess we want to encourage our audience to consider a hobby. It's, you know, good for the brain function. It's good for socializing. But there's a balance to that. And
don't feel like you have to go all in right away.
Oh, no. And, yeah, no, you don't have to spend a lot of money or anything like that. But
especially, you know, you start something new. You don't want to get discouraged that, you know, it's just not, you know, not working like I thought, or I'm not advancing like I, you know, want to be. Listen, I'm no Tiger Woods. I enjoy golfing. I've got 18 tries every time we go out to improve myself. If it doesn't work, I'll try it again next month. You know, I'm not an avid golfer, but.
Okay, so real quick, I'm thinking we'll wrap this up here, but I'll run through, right? I think we're getting to it. So benefits of hobbies: reduce stress, improve mental health, build confidence, improves your memory, creativity. It offers new challenges, improves your physical health, gives you a purpose, builds social skills, expands your knowledge, self-esteem, productivity, decreases boredom, so on and so on.
So it's
lots of benefits.
Kind of benefits.
A lot of pros. I think the only con that you have to be careful with is the amount of time that you don't come out of balance, and then the pocketbook.
Yeah.
Those two can easily become, you know, upset. And, you know, it's just having that nice balance in the life. And listen, fellas, we all the fellas, I think, when we do things, we do it 110%, and then we think about the family afterwards. And so let's make sure that any hobby that we get in with, that our family is certainly involved or not left out in any way.
Yeah, I think that's huge, because that's what I had to grow through.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy doing hobbies with the family now.
Right.
And I mean, I still have my personal hobbies, but I also love the family time.
Yeah.
I love watching the girls, like, they like to fish, magnet fish, hike,
right,
see the views, love to go on walks with us. And so I think those are really important. Even if it's just a half hour to an hour, take that time and really use it wisely.
Right. Yep. Right. Well, thanks for joining us, and hope this will be a little challenging, maybe more entertaining than anything else, but encouragement to find a hobby and a lot of benefits to it. And this is Life's a Story, where everyone has a story to tell, and I'm your host, Greg Steinke, along with my wife, Dina, Andy, and Stephanie.
See you later. Peace out.
Peace out. How about that? All right. Thanks for joining us.